guys, welcome back. So I have three lovely people here with me tonight. We have Mr. Perfect World Ravi Baxter. We're back with Zane and Jaytan as well. So we don't know them from last week. So Ravi, if you can tell me a little bit about yourself since we haven't heard from you in a while.
Don't worry, they'll learn all they need to know. You know, hear the nickname I'm gonna get, Mr. Perfect.
Mr. Perfect.
It. Y'all know how it goes. Yeah, I earned it. Don't worry. It's not given, it's earned. Don't worry about it.
Oh, you well know. Can't
bother. Trouble.
Can't bother already.
All right. Topics tonight that we're talking about is relationship boundaries and mixed signals. Right?
Oh, them syrup signal, yes.
Wow.
Okay,
what is
so
your take on that, okay?
Wait, is any of the host?
I'm here to run this right now.
Come right through.
Tell me about
nobody hijacking.
We're not hijacking anything here. We're
Zane.
Sticking to the script, okay, Zane?
My poor terrorist friend. Listen, stop. Turkey is trying to have a serious conversation right now.
All right, okay. Run it.
Relationship boundaries. Now, I'm guessing how many, which one on a single? I know Zane is singlish. She says she's singlish.
So,
you know
what? Jaytan
said him exploring. What if you say, man?
No, don't.
Adora, brother.
I said I'm single until
come through. To Diego. All right.
So you're refuting your statement that was made in the last episode. All
right.
Of exploring.
Right. That last week was a different week. This week is a new one.
Weird.
Mr. Baxter, tell us your relationship background right now, because he doesn't.
No, me, I'm going to say me can come up with something unique. No, okay, body is seeming very unique. So I'm going to say, all right. Oh, all right, me know me, I'm going to say no. So me single, but it's smuddy ear than a Vix. Oh, that's on.
That sounds good.
What?
Sounds good.
That no sound.
No. Hey, no,
but everybody have come up with something very unique. So I guess I don't know.
We're floating in the same boat, bro.
Shut up.
So you did an expert. Now you are floating in the same boat. So if somebody here say you single, then I go vex.
Mixed signals.
It's muddy here, you know. If the people them here.
Mm-mm, no, I mean, I said that.
So that's sure jump like out a people them woman.
Well, I mean, wrote as
who does left certain things?
Jaytan just out himself a while ago.
Let me jump out a Jaytan boat, yeah.
That's right.
Can we edit all that part?
No. Keep it right there.
Okay,
keep it.
Are you using yourself, you know? So rather than trouble their boat, because you don't know whether with your know you are trying to
say you win there.
Are you a shark eating us? You're more than well can manage in a deep water now by yourself.
Exactly.
Feel like finding Nemo, you know, just keep swimming.
finding Jaytan, bro.
Wow, finding Jaytan.
Sticking away.
You're finding Jaytan because every week is a different one, not true.
Listen.
What are we talking about?
It's a choppy line there.
Ladies.
I don't listen
to them here.
What you say, Jaytan?
I tell the ladies, them will listen to them. Listen to them.
Oh, are you speak everything?
Yeah, tell them not listen to we. I them not listen to you. Cause you're so to like you can't over there. So with your
exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a perfect example of mixed signals right here.
Okay, and that's why Jaytan should run off the segment.
No. Yeah, try to get sink myself more in a Zanyan. I will not uphold with this.
No, but you're putting him out now.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
No, my head back can kill me. Me
now. My heart, right now, my heart, may I sweat.
Hello, I want to start that body topic yet.
Me say,
sorry,
it was hot. Mm-hmm. Doesn't feel like now burn up, like I could have just stripped naked while at work. That's how bad.
My dear, I got to say something about me now, brother.
Same things. Like, you know, say, Zanny, just tell me that I said, you know, I'm going to for my best
behavior. Really, my dear, I got to say something about me now, brother.
I'm going to for my best behavior. I
forgot that we are church people over here, you know. Not me, no. I never dip into the water, but I know some of them deep in the head, so I can't do say nothing.
I did jump in and show about my mouth.
Yeah.
Me not look.
Yeah,
anyways, joking, guys, mixed signals.
You know, this episode I'm not serious, you know, I'll be laughing at
God. I'm not serious.
Anyway,
I'm gonna change it.
Run it. Miss serious vice chipping, run it.
Serious vice.
Yeah.
That you
felt
serious?
Let's do this.
Yeah, it's serious.
Let's do this.
Well, guys. All right, tell me what you guys consider to be a mixed signal when it comes on to, you know, the whole liking stage, dating stage, and relationship. You can start with whichever one you feel like you want to start with.
All right, go on, Lizanne.
I'm going to take the floor because I'm the queen of mixed signals, you know. Me the mixed signals and me get mixed signals left, right, and center.
Yeah, man. That's why your life feel like lemonade. Man,
me tell it, Rav, if you know the struggles I'm used to go through, you know.
Oh, you know.
Oh, God, man. 30K is like the boy we tell us him like you, you know. And the boy express how much him like you. I say, run a number, run a digits. I say, all right, Earl. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Text me, boom. Hey. I said, hey, and conversation nice for like a day or two, and then boom, scene for y'all 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days. I'm gonna get a text back. I said, all right, me not text you, can me last text you. Text back again, hey, and I just saw the cycle go like you don't consistent, and it just made me feel a way because
why is that a drip to me? Oh, why is so nah. Yeah, oh, Jesus.
I'm glad Tori said no, because I need a Tori describing a girl, but not in real life.
Really? Yeah, drip my hey, honey, but Zanny, can't even stop.
I'm going to tell about them reply to every 2, 3 days. Yeah, man. Oh my God, I swear this guy, I'm so sorry.
That's why I'm singing, you know, because the boy here, he's going good. I'm not seeing it. Yeah.
And then another two platform there. All right, it's sounding good.
Yeah, I'm sounding good. Come on, boss.
See, there's no trouble.
Right, that's so.
God, me feel like Zanny has dripped your heart, brother.
I say, Zanny, just over there, fling uppercut at me. Just
go by your side.
We can relate, man. We can relate.
No, why me say you drip me hard because that coming like a me, you talk about, right? That's so.
Ocean girl, it's okay.
You have one person who is here that can vouch to say that that is horrifying for you.
I do it sometimes, but if me not like you and you force me to give him a number, I always tell people, do not tell me to give him a number. And you know, say me not like you because me not go give you the energy. Because me not want you. Me not
just
put
don't
in the
give
effort.
Me number.
Me don't. I used to, but I stopped because I'm realizing that make no sense.
One
bad man have me number, me never want them. Exactly. So I just change out that type of, you know, I change it out. So
like, not only
people
I
want to talk to. Girl, I'm still hot. I just threw my pop down a little bit right now.
You're broke.
You don't want to chop a line for me?
Look here, my name is not me.
My name get Jaytan in a trouble, you know.
All right, I'm shutting them out.
Thank you.
All right. Who else want to talk?
Go on, Chu, Jaden. Go on, Chu.
No, you go on, bro. I'm not talking.
Save the best for last. If you hear him, go on, Chu.
I must save the best for last.
No, then you used to phone the vice first. I'm going to go last.
No, you go first, man. Oh. Talking thing I kind of do more harm than good for me right now.
No, Jaden, but you still have to talk anyway. You take those dry. Jaden,
sink yourself.
As Zane said, mixed signals. So basically, you have in a place of confusion. So you don't know what the person wants, or the person really know what you want. Sometimes you yourself don't even know what you want. It's legit true. Like, you just in another spot. Sometimes maybe you just test the waters, and you know, like, it's just not dead. It's not clear, you know.
It's like when you meet a person and you see a vibe with them and you like them and you say, yeah, maybe that's the one that was in them. Let me try with them. When they start text you or call you and then you like listen to how them talk and you hear how their mindsets stay, you're just like, never mind. I don't like you like that. I don't know how to tell you. So
no,
me just...
Ma- Taurus, never mind.
What's the mixed signals, friend? Like,
no.
But then the mixed signals come in because me still still not want to listen and I like you like that. But me still want like you like that. So it's like really confuse myself. So like me text you, like for instance, it takes me text you today. Hey, what's up, you good? And then like me ghost you for one good 3-4 days, and then I come back for not make the thing look bad. And then now you're like confused, like, okay, is this girl, she like me, she don't like me, like, why she had that to
me? Now, if it goes me for 4 days, it goes for 5 years, 5 days, you know, because me petty like that. So you goes me for 4 to 5, and goes.
No, but Jaden, you but take that, your that, that, that was different levels. That you said
exactly.
You for 4 years, 4 days, and you are ghosting for well, 5.
We're not going to have a whole conversation. We're going to text them as a scanty.
At this point, that's not the concern.
They're my scatter.
You know what they remind me of? They remind me of the meme where they text the girl and something like her or something. And the girl said, I'm studying right now.
I saw that.
They cannot talk to you right now, but you can text me back October whenever. And my youth was precise.
Precise.
Wow. Same time, 4 years later.
I'm on like them, they're really in love with somebody. Like, me can't understand how certain man put out so much effort for somebody them they even know yet like that. Like, wall out a lot of time and all of that.
Because, honey, this is the thing between this is the thing between men and women. Is you and one man love you? They're not the girl for you so easy. You could have done them the world of things. They're not the girl so easy.
Hold on. I'd even say love for you, then the man probably see how I could have a bumper down. You say, yo, I'm going to clap that, you know. And when a man say, yo, I'm going to clap that, I'm going to clap that. Believe you,
so,
me.
So, all right. So you're saying that the man sticks around either for sexual pleasure or for love. But you are saying more for sexual pleasure than love. But you have some man who's still clapping nasty.
In some cases.
Alright. Talk about the good man them.
That's how if it good still, cause if he clap it and realize say I'm waste my time, I'm gone.
Not more disappointing than that, you know. Boy,
I don't believe that.
Brother. Yo, Jaden, you know, as I said that though, not more disappointing than that, you know.
Yeah, man.
After you wait so long.
So long.
Persistent and you come through and everything, and then boom.
Wide
like the ocean.
Man.
Deep as the sea. All them the foolish is there.
What
so long. And you said, why? Virgin. Them something depressing.
But depressing, even in that way, sexually and something. Still, there's some sort of mixed signals there, right? Because, all right, you say you clap it and then you disappear. Right? And you still come back, come clap it. So what that lets me for things? Okay, am I Am I somebody that you like? Are you booty stuff? Call. Are you just seeing me as a little booty call?
Yes or no?
Yeah, all right. Confused.
All right, let me see now. Me that save my own because me that go on thing. All right. So yeah, what better. I think, yeah. So what I think is that mixing that work sometime in your favor. Sometime in a position where you can give a person a specific answer right now because of the state of your relationship there. So sometimes your relationship kind of rocky, not done, you know, but it kind of rocky and it almost done. Or your sense it ever done, and then somebody new coming in a picture. So now you can't tell the person, say, yo, you're single, because that would be a lie. But you know, really, really, and this person where you can't, where you're there with, technically, still there. But
true.
It thing no concrete and it no firm like we normally firm, you understand? So you have to go on. So you have to, well, I know, no. So when you talk to the new person now, sometimes you have to try mix it now, because you have to say, all right, I have to show you something I like you, but we can't take that step because me kind of still in that something. I say, I have to clear up that something first before me can, you understand what I mean?
So why you can't just tell me, say, oh, listen, I have a woman with the panoraki stage right now, but me no want to lead your aunt too much. And then make
no,
me make
when decision that, no, to stay. When, all right, no, when that go on, no expectations get high. Because yeah. And when that go on, no expectations get high. Because when you say that now, the person go stick around now expecting, say, yo,
yeah,
go left. And then right. Sometimes thing work out.
That person is sticking at them head. Because
no, right. I saw a thing work more while me tell you, so I saw this thing work. I wrote
it. In the office, you know, she can and, be like, oh, well, him the sound serious right now, so I'ma just be me and move on or do me and whatever.
But
like,
when the man I eat that, me talk about when the man I treat a good same way. When that, oh. I eat that man alone, give me the treatment, then let me tell you, me talk on behalf of the good man, them, yeah.
Talk truth.
That man alone get them the treatment there. Yes, so when you're a decent man, you're there, say to yourself, say, but all right. It's so like, say, you in soon jump out of this, say, I know I'm one, definitely one, definitely track your faith, you jump out, you jump right in, and this, because me see potential. I saw your man, them, I think now when he's a man with potential, you see, if he's a little better, yes, boy, then it is what it is, and she will stick around if she wants, and if she not feel it, she go on and she'll go. But me tell you, if she see potential in you, sometimes you have to show that mixed signal there because you don't really want to lead her on. So you know what? Come straight and say, yo, me like you and would I like a thing for go on. You can't say so because you're in a something already. You understand what I mean? Say? So sometimes a mixed signal, thing work for your benefit because the person knows say you have a thing for them, but you just never say it straight up like that. You understand what I mean? Say?
So in that case then, does mixed has helped with setting somewhat of a relation boundary with you and that person that you're setting, that you're having mixed signals with.
Of course, because the person knows, say, yo, certain things can't go fly. When you reach certain part in a relationship, when you reach a part, you have a come in a middle of it and say, yo, baby, oi, bricks.
Signal then. Is the relationship boundary to make the person know that, listen, you would have on the side, and you often know, say, wife in the boat, so you can't come call my phone. I saw it sound to me.
No, but I know that, and I'm not even say, she did there. It's not even for the fact, say, your wife did and the person have to go on with. It's just that you don't want to lead on the person in such a way where them feel like they're above where they are at the time. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? Because you don't want the person misinterpret which part of the relationship they are, which part in the reach in their friendship. Because as much as you might like the person, you know, remember saying, if you're a decent man, you now want to have two women one time. That no look good. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
you have a creep.
That no look good.
And you having two women one time that are ruining your reputation as a good man.
You can't say you're a good man on the out there with multiple women. That no look good. You understand what I mean? Say? But you want to set up yourself, say, if you see this, I want to go to dog shit. You know, say, all right, me not afi alone out there. You know, say, yo, within a few weeks or a week or two, me way back for my feet. You understand what I mean? Say? All right, you know, say. So, you kind of use it as a way to make sure the person know where they stand. Say, yes, all right. Me not hate you. Me rate you same way. But, you know, we can't go no further than this or this. So 1 minute the conversation might up, and then you might have to just draw him back in your shell and be like, all right, All right, yeah, you can't go so far.
You have to travel your walk.
Yeah, man, you have to calm down a little bit and be like, all right, so let's draw that back a bit. Because, you know, sometimes conversation get at, especially when you meet somebody new. Yeah, man, the conversation spicy, man, and then... Yeah, man, and then you think up, and then all of a sudden, yeah, man, next day, you know, as woman, your man got asked. So, you know, I'm a video call, and then, you know, look at night wears, and then, you know, look at night wears kind of sexy, like a big t-shirt and all, them or something there. And the man get quite, and then you get comfortable, as see the man, you know, the thing at night time, and the man get comfortable, as see you, and then he starts, say, yo, so send me a picture, now, and next time, and the man get more, you understand what I'm saying? But then, two's a member, right, I have a man, hold on, irks, so next time you call, you're gonna be like, you have a call and turn off all the camera. And
right.
You answer your call, but you have to turn off the camera. And I said, that's a mixed signal, no, cause you mash up man meds and you know, man, I expect to see you nice because nice so you see you in a night.
So suppose I just feel like concealing all this goodness tonight. I don't want to, you know, make your ways of access to it.
A mixed signal
no, it's playing hard to get.
No, but the man done see it already.
No, man
see it already. What is screenshot? What is screenshot from the night before?
No, we not screenshot. Good guys don't screenshot.
No, hey, me not say. Good guys don't screenshot. No, but me say if in fact say Tori say yo, it's a something share eye. But if the man. Come on, from the night before and see it.
I'm saying it's just
man don't fool him. Eye.
It's not hiding, it's you know. It's just it's you know concealing that for a while to make him go and salivate over when scarily. So him no need to get no more. You understand? Right. So you have to play the hard to get card.
That's a mixed signal again.
A teasing.
Here you know, though, Jesus. You're making him see already.
I know you want to see more, but you're not making him see. So not tease you, tease the man.
Yeah, so Billy Tusk.
All right. So suppose the man see you the first day, you know, Zanny, and the man say, you know what? Oh my God, I'm going to buy you lunch and everything. And the man buy you lunch every day, him see him buy you lunch. And then all of a sudden, now this time him come, oh, no, I'm not buying you lunch. You know? And you know, yeah. There's no proper reason as to why I'm not buying you lunch this time. I'm just not buying you lunch.
Exactly.
That's kind of weird because you're used to a certain standard already. And right. Once in your head now, I want to go and I'm not getting no, even though you know, say it, you know. Because most times when something like that happens, you know, say it. But now you're going to be like, so I go on. I'm normally come and normally carry me for lunch. And then look at something there. To them, just come and him just catch up. So I'm going to go away. And I didn't know him to come. Somebody kind of hungry and all these wonderful things.
Yeah, make sure.
No, that simply means he had no plan your belly pan. No, man. Girl, I've been putting up money to buy a lunch.
No, we're not that woman alone. Tori, a few years ago, me have this friend. And me tell her to this friend, anytime she comes to me, she'll be like, you know what, Ravi, let's go. We're going to buy lunch. We'll be like, all right, cool. So anytime, me mean like consistently, anytime this person come from, which part she come from, just to say, oh, let's go for lunch. I remember one time she called and be like, oh, you know, let's meet up. So in my head, me say, yo, all right, let's meet up. Me assume, say, lunch, we'll go for again. But unfortunately, that just never happened. We would just meet up and sit down and chill. But you know, say, yo, me did skip my lunch that day, you know, because
oh God.
Normally is a lunch day thing. And we not say she pay for all the while. Don't get me wrong. But so most times she pay for, yes. But a couple of times I did pay for myself. But me mean like, but at least normally in time ago, we go for something to eat. And that's what I mean, I say. So you're used to a certain type of thing now. Yeah, one day, you know, we go and so now make X and Y, but then I did mix signals with you because the place where we normally go, she did have a little spooky down there, man. And that go on. So,
you were the cover person then. So, she did try to make that the spooky device.
I don't know what go on, but so seemingly like that did tonight. But look like, say, oh, the man get vexed because me a pop up and she a laugh too loud with me around there. You see me? Man, I wonder how me a make she grin. So, she never laugh like that with him. So, the man did open her feelings. So from that, the lunch thing don't. You understand what I'm saying? But that's a mixed signal because me never know exactly what you want from me.
I guess perspective is a hell of a thing. Our perception, because you might be like, okay, me like you, but me not really partner relationship with you. But the other person might take it to be like, oh, him like my man, no want, he want a relationship. So you start putting all this effort only to realize, say, look, our partner, but you have to just go stay one side by yourself. And then you know, end up with this broken heart and feel sad because, oh, me invest so much time and energy that it's only to realize, say, was so never like that.
So, somebody never did me one another with it.
Eh?
Somebody never did me one another with it.
Let me tell you
a few years ago. Somebody there with me. Me never have no idea. Say this person did I take on them responsibilities while going on. So me and the person made it fresh out of one relationship and things. Somebody single and me and this person, we're good friends and we are talking, we explain, say, oh, we're single and all these wonderful. We never come to no concrete decision, say, oh, all right, me and you go talk. But all of a sudden, somebody go call me and tell me, say, oh, you couldn't tell me, say, you want X, Y, Z there. Me say, wait, pause. Mega bricks.
So in this case, you were providing the mixed signals, you were encouraging the girl to think that you guys are in a relationship.
Hello.
My problem is that me never did I provide no signal, none at all. We did fresh out of our relationship.
Dip in a sugar, Tori K. Me tell her that for now.
Amen.
Dip in a sugar, glaze, and put sprinkles on top.
You know, because, like them cinnamon roll ever glaze.
Oh, God, man.
The frosting
you
and
are...
the glaze and everything. That is from sweet.
No,
but you are my friend. And oh, you can say, you say stuff to me that would have sound like something else to somebody else. I know it doesn't mean anything to me, but probably to somebody we're like, yeah, sure. Like,
yeah, but when I said nothing like that, I assume I wasn't, because when at first when it happened, I was like, hold on. And then I had to go back now. I looked through the text message before me link person. Now I say, hold on. Did I say anything that could have been misconstrued in such a way? Or could I say, yo, would they? Because when somebody called me, you know, and guess what? You know, funny, the person who called was somebody who liked me. So she was like, oh, so you're finally, you know, in a relationship? No, because she didn't know, said that the relationship don't know me, you know. And you're not even linked me and tell me, so, but you hop gone in and this. I said, we had hop gone, weird, what me gone in and weird, what? What me do? Mm-hmm. You know, when somebody shoot after you and a customer for sitting where you're not even know about.
Yes, sir.
I found out that I was in a full-fledged relationship with somebody who never knew about.
Ravid, at the end of the day, you need to remember that you're a very nice person. And as Zane said, you are a very sweet person. So what you say to us as your friends or your close female friends, we don't take it no way because we understand fluid limit and boundaries with you. And we know, say, you're not saying we know a signal. But a girl out there who probably... you know, desperate for your male's validation, and then she wouldn't like you on top of that. Oh my gosh, Raviv, you could have just said something to her, and you just mean it in the nicest way as a friend, and she take that up well in arms and I say, yeah, you like me, mommy. You think, Raviv,
you know where we're going to start, girl, I have faith in you as a friend.
You go, girl.
You go, girl. As a friend,
we call it whether unintentionally or intentionally. I don't think you males know how to friend zone a girl. Are we a
whole new conversation.
As a male, you can just text a female and she just, the way to how you react to certain situations or how she see the way you talk, my youth, or the way you text her, the way you don't have to say nothing sweet to her. She just like, just start take a liking to maybe just your intelligence. You just how you deal with situations and them little thing there. And over time, she just, you know, feel, getting her feelings, and that's just that.
And you know, when she gets in her feelings, when she starts adapt when she start adapt the lingo of the male.
Jesus, auntie, if I talk, I know them something there.
I hear this like, okay, when
no, they attack, I say they say chop bubble gum. I say chop bubble gum and somebody just pick up your text. But I say then where you get, like, hello. But, like, no, but guess what? But me think people need verbal conversation of a relationship. Now we think we need to make that a regular thing. We need, yeah. Me think we need it for say, yo, we there or we not there. Up until the point where we say we there.
Verbal, verbal acknowledgement has always been around. It's just that we don't use it.
No, that's why I mean, I said we think we need, sign we think contract. We need to reach that part. Then now what we
you come because, from with yeah. Contract, Jaytan.
Sign on like, contract agreement, Jaytan.
Let me like Z.
Not marriage.
A few years ago, you know, when it happened, and the person called and the person accosted and say, "Oh, who the name?" Tell them, say, the person, what they must accuse me of doing. Me mean like definitely up in our feelings. You know? And I said, then maybe just think your friend. Me say no, God, I'm not you. Me and your defender, little.